USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on defense now that we've learned the cost estimate of his student loan forgiveness plan, $240 billion spread over 10 years, assuming that 75% of those who are eligible would take advantage of it. He told reporters that he would consider it a success if 10% took advantage of the program. Republicans not convinced it's a good idea, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune told the PBS NewsHour that Biden's action is fundamentally unfair.
Particularly if you think about all those Americans out there and those families, many of whom never had the opportunity to go to college, or those who did and paid their loans down already, paid them back, or their parents pinched pennies and made it possible for them to get through college.
Thune adds that those who paid off their loans are being asked to pay for those who still have them. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
There's concern about the potential for a radiation leak in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is located. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces fired on areas just across the river. Meanwhile, Russian forces are pointing to Ukrainian shelling that hit a building that stores nuclear fuel. Iodine tablets were being distributed to residents who live near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in case of radiation exposure. The plant was knocked offline temporarily Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for flooding. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. Health officials in Scotland say piles of garbage in the streets of Edinburgh are raising a stink, as well as a threat to public health and safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Federal investigators say they were concerned that President Trump had additional national security information after a review of 15 boxes the National Archives recovered in January. They said as much in the 28-page heavily redacted affidavit that convinced a judge to sign the search warrant on former President Trump's Florida estate. The newly unsealed court record shows that the Justice Department repeatedly informed Trump's lawyers that Mar-a-Lago was not authorized to store classified information. That point was reiterated to Trump's counsel as recently as June. Authorities noted that they found 184 classified documents in the initial review of the boxes they recovered. Facebook's parent company has reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing the social media company of feeding its user information to Cambridge Analytica, a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 campaign. The terms reached were not disclosed. However, a 60-day stay was requested to finalize the details. A school district in southwestern Missouri is bringing back spanking as a form of punishment. That's if the students' parents agree with it, and despite warnings from many public health experts that the practice is detrimental to students. The board of the Cassville School District approved reviving corporal punishment in June. It was recently an option as soon as 2001. The policy states that corporal punishment will be used only when other forms of discipline, such as suspensions, have failed, and then only with the superintendent's permission. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.